from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to Eric Winalda. I know it was on last night's show, but I very much appreciated him coming by BetQL and BetMGM tonight while I was guest hosting to talk some footy with me yesterday. That was a recorded interview. If you missed that, you can go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Not only can you go back and listen to this hour or any hour of the Rob Brown Show on demand, if you are a few minutes or maybe an hour behind live, you can use the Odyssey Rewind feature and just back up to where you want to start listening to and then catch back up through the process. And that includes every show that airs on the station, including BetMGM Tonight, which I got to guest host with Trista Crick last night. So make sure you go back and check that out. If you missed the full interview with Eric Winalda, you only missed like three questions there. The next two were about the French team at the Euros, and then one more for Wino at the end where I asked him if we were going to get any news, and he said, yes, Wednesday. You will get some news on Wednesday. All right. Here's what I got coming up for you. Want to talk a little NFC South here. In the next segment, we will do our we'll do ESPN's pro wrestling power rankings, and we'll see who we like and where we like their list. And then we'll wrap it up with a little more footy, American football. And then we will end it with, as we always do, with the X is going on. Sarah Walsh is an NFL analyst for the Yahoo Sports folks. Found her a few days ago, went through, watched some of her old stuff. I dig it. I like it. I think she's got a pretty good finger
on
the pulse.
She used to be on NFL Network.
I don't think you're wrong, but I didn't remember Sarah Walsh. I like what she's doing for Yahoo right now. I think she's pretty level-headed. I don't think she's issuing any hot takes. So yesterday, she was on a pod. She was on a pod yesterday for Yahoo Sports, and she was talking about the NFC South, doing a little round table about the biggest storylines for each team in the NFC South. And she started with Carolina Panthers. Why not? What's the biggest offseason storyline for the Panthers? Sarah Walsh said this. So literally my take. She didn't take it from me. She doesn't know who the hell I am. But it's the same take. And I agree. The biggest offseason move was going and getting two veteran, proven guards and building up. Now, she pointed out that by not using the draft picks that Carolina had accrued the last couple of years on offensive linemen, which obviously they did not, she said, oh, it's not about building for the future. It was about building for now. It's about making sure BY is set up well, which is absolutely correct. But I would also say you're invested in Bryce Young for at least the next couple of years, hit or miss, pardon the expression, pass or fail. You're locked in with BY9. That's your guy. So I do think Carolina has an eye on building for the future here. I do think they are building for the future. I just think that the realization is, whether you like it or not, building for the future involves building around Bryce Young. You were locked in with him for a couple of years. So to go grab a couple of guards and to say, yo, look, the important part here is, and I love what she said at the beginning, putting Bryce in a position to succeed. And this year, that position is upright. Just be upright. You got sacked more than any rookie with the exception of Derek Carr, or was it David Carr? One of the Carrs. I think it was David, wasn't it? I think it was David Carr. I don't think it was Derek.
Yeah, it was David.
Yeah. So you got, like, if you're a quarterback, and this is what I kept saying all last year, and I kept getting pushback from people going, well, he's short. He's this. He's too sweat. I kept getting that. And my response was, I don't care if he's like the reincarnation of Terry Dan Bradshaw. If my man is under pressure every snap and dude is getting almost a full second less than the league average in the pocket before he sees pressure, and he was, I don't care if you put Tom Brady back there. They're not going to succeed, or at least not to the level you want them to as a first-year guy, as a learning curve kind of guy. And that's what happened with Carolina last year. Teams realized 2 weeks into the season, this offensive line sucks. We're just going to send dudes. We're just going to send guys at BY, and we're going to panic him. And that's exactly what happened. And honestly, I don't think BY had a terrible season for the amount of pressure he was under. But Carolina saying, no, we're not going to put unproven, untested rookies in front of an unproven, untested two Rob Brown rookie. Because this is BY's rookie year for me. We're not putting him out in front of another rookie.
You're trying to trigger me. That's what you're trying to do. I'm already on vacation. I know I still got a day, but you're trying to trigger me.
Monzar's already checked out.
Yeah, it's not going to work. I mean, I hope this offensive line works out. They got to stay healthy. And I hope that you're right about how good he is. I have my doubts, and I hope I'm wrong. I want him to do well. But we'll just have to wait and see. If his feet are busy and he's got the yips that he can't get rid of, you can blame it on the first year. And if he has sound blocking in front of him and he still struggles, then he may never get better.
I don't disagree. But to me, that is exactly why it is that you go out there and you get veteran offensive linemen. Like I said, I know that it's kind of like a fun ha-ha joke between me, or at least for me, a ha-ha joke between me and Zoe about this being Bryce's rookie year. I'm not joking. To me, sincerely,
By the way, I know you're not joking. That's why it bothers me.
I sincerely, genuinely am considering this Bryce Young's rookie year. As I've said about TL16 how many times, I do not think people genuinely understand how toxic of a coach, or really a coaching setup for a couple of years, because it's not just that Frank Reich. And again, Frank Reich's not toxic the way that Urban Meyer is. Herb's not just a bad coach. He's a bad person.
Here's the thing. Unless Bryce Young comes out and wins the Super Bowl at some point and C.J. Stroud continues to get better every year, we don't know. This will be his second year, too. It's always going to be, you could have had that guy and you messed up. And that's always, it's always going to be on Tepper because they didn't, in a lot of people's eyes, including mine, they made the wrong choice at quarterback.
Yeah, but again, going back to it, that is a, to me, respectfully, that is an improper assumption that C.J. Stroud would have been any better in the circumstances that he's in. Last year's Carolina offensive line was not as good as Houston's. Last year's Carolina wide receiving core was not as good as Houston's. Last year's coaching staff was not as good as the one D'Amico Ryans put together. I don't play for the Houston Texans. You may or may not know that. Not under contract. I'd run through a wall for D'Amico Ryans. I would run to bed listening to Frank Reich speak because it was nap time.
Okay, I'm glad you finished it with the nap time.
Yeah, I realized halfway through that I needed to add the last caveat to it.
Good save. I didn't even have to help there.
Yeah, I saw the face light up. Point is, you stack Frank Reich. And again, Frank Reich's not a bad guy. He's a good dude, but he's a bad coach. He wasn't the guy. I blamed it on. I've said this a bunch of times. I blame Frank Reich's departure from Indianapolis on Jim Irsay. Right. That I spent a year going. Jim Irsay is a lunatic. Right. Jim Irsay has very clearly allowed his off the field issues, which I'm sure most of you know what they are at this point. Jim Irsay has allowed his off the field issues to begin to cloud his judgment on it. And that's why Frank Reich got let go. Well, then Jim Irsay not just let Frank Reich go, but he hired Strickland. Good hire. They drafted Anthony Richardson. Again, I've pointed this out a number of times. If Anthony Richardson's collarbone doesn't explode last year, I don't think the Houston Texans win that division. I think the Indianapolis Colts do. And if the Jags don't implode last year, I don't think either of the rookies win the division. I think Trevor Lawrence does. But what happened. The Texans won it. The assumption that C.J. Stroud could have stepped into the same circumstances in Carolina and been any better than Bryce Young is not an assumption that it is fair to make. I think it's okay to make the assumption that, like, oh, if you took Patrick Mahomes and put him in Carolina, yeah, I think that guy would have been a stud muffin because he's Patrick Mahomes. Are we ready to say C.J. Stroud is Patrick Mahomes? No. I'm willing to say he had a better wide receiver core, a better offensive line set up. He had a better running back. Like, he had everything in Houston was better for C.J. Everything was better for C.J. Stroud than Bryce Young. So if we flipped those roles, I don't know that Bryce Young doesn't win the division in the AFC South, and I don't know that C.J. Stroud doesn't stink up the field like B.Y. did in Carolina.
There's a reason that Houston was picking so high also, because the team was not that good. The quarterback came along. He was exceptional and elevated that team. And now that team has gotten better. So forever, whether you want it to be or not, those two guys are going to be compared because Carolina could have taken C.J. Stroud and they did not. And this year, they have the potential to do a whole lot better than they did last year. So he's got to make up for it in fans' eyes, and I am a fan of the team. He's got to make up for it by playing a whole lot better than he did last year.
I do not think we're just going to have to disagree on this one.
And will forever.
I have no
until
doubt.
I'm proven right.
There's no proving you right. It is impossible to prove you right. It is impossible to say that if I flip those quarterbacks, the results aren't the same. It's impossible to say. What it is possible to do is go this way. Whose wide receiver core was better last year?
Whichever team that C.J. Stroud played for.
That's not how it works.
You can name
C.J. Stroud doesn't play wide receiver.
You can name the guys. I cannot because he does that. He's that kind of a player. You can throw some nameless guy who I don't know in there, and he's going to make them better. I don't know that you can do that with Bryce Young.
Okay, I'll answer. Houston's. That's not, that isn't.
Okay, my answer was a really good answer, no, but apparently it wasn't the one you wanted.
No, no, no. So. It's not the one I wanted. If I offered
I know
you,
that.
Okay, you're the Chiefs GM, and I'm going to say right now, you get to pick one of two last year's receiving core. You don't get the quarterback, just the wide receivers. You want Carolina's or do you want Houston's from last year? Because the answer is Houston's.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. What are you talking about?
It doesn't matter because of Patrick Mahomes.
What are you talking?
It doesn't matter.
I don't know how to respond to that.
No, you picked the wrong team.
Okay, fine.
To do that.
Fine,
because
fine,
they
fine.
Were supposed to do
change
horrible after their best wide receiver left, and they did not. They won the Super Bowl.
Fine.
So,
Since Lonzo hates hypotheticals, I'm going to do another one. You're the Seattle Seahawks, and you have to trade your whole wide receiver core. Do you want Houston's last year or Carolina's last year?
Another horrible choice, because it doesn't matter whoever you pick. Who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback in Seattle?
Geno Smith.
Right. So whoever you pick, it's going to be
mediocre. Geno's going to make him better.
It's going to be
Geno
mediocre.
Smith.
Whoever you pick, it's going to be mediocre.
Okay. So I'm going to kill this conversation.
You already did.
No, I didn't. Because if I ask you to say, if A is better than B, going, oh, well, C. No, no, no. It's just on the, you have to pick one to put in any position you want. For any team you want, which wide receiver core is better? You're telling me that across 32 NFL teams, no wide receiver unit is better than any other wide receiver. They're all the same. That's what you're saying.
I don't understand what you're doing now. I don't.
I asked you to tell me whose wide receiver core is better, the one that was in Houston or the one was in Carolina.
No,
and your answer
you want
for
me to pick the answer that makes you right, and I'm not
no,
going
I don't.
To do that.
No, I don't. You say Carolina's is better. Say it's better.
I don't know.
I do. Houston's was better.
C.J. Stroud does the same thing on either team. Doesn't matter if he's with the Panthers would have did what Houston did.
No, they would not.
They picked the wrong quarterback, and the future will prove whether it's true or not. And you will make excuses, caveats, whatever, to make Bryce. It wasn't Bryce's fault. This is his real rookie season until he struggles this year. Oh, well, that wasn't his rookie season. His third year, though. This is his rookie season. You're just making excuses for the guy, and it's weird, dude.
No, it is not. It is to look at any given. Be careful about how I phrase it. Group of football players. All right. To look at any given unit, and compare it to other units, is how this game works. All right. So if quarterbacks. Are some quarterbacks better than other quarterbacks? Yes. Are some running backs better than other running backs? Yes. You know how I know that? Because that's why they pay them lots more
You're
money.
Right. C.J. Stroud is better than Bryce Young. You're right.
If I ask you to go drive a NASCAR race in a 97 Miata, you're going to lose. You're going to lose because the gear is not good enough to win. That's Carolina last year. The coach was bad. The wide receiver core outside of Adam Thielen was bad. And Thielen wasn't even playing in his position. The wide receiver group in Houston was better. The running back situation in Houston was better. The offensive line in Houston was better. And in retrospect, we can now say the coaching staff in Houston was better. Everything was better for CJ. I'm not saying, and I think what you're hearing as a CJ Stroud guy is, C.J. Stroud's not as good as Bryce. That's not what I'm saying. C.J. Stroud may very well end up being a career better quarterback than B.Y. He might be a better quarterback than B.Y. What I'm saying is you are asking a guy who was cooking in a 5-star Michelin kitchen versus a guy that was cooking in a Waffle House. You're saying, oh, the Waffle House guy's not as good. You don't know. He's in a Waffle House kitchen, and I love me some Waffle House. Waffle House people, this is not disrespect. I'll see you for lunch. All right. You're saying the guy in the Waffle House kitchen isn't as good as the guy in the 5-star chef who has in the 5-star Michelin setup who has a sous chef. No, 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 no. He might be just as good, but he doesn't have the equipment to match up with that guy did. So we do not know.
Stream, please calm down because you're just going to make it worse.
I'm not making it worse. I'm right. I can't make something I'm right worse. Take a break. When we come back, we take a look at ESPN's professional wrestling power rankings so that Lonzo can end this day on a high note with me. It's the Rob Brown Show. What's the Fan Upstate? So, WWE and AEW, along with NXT, New Japan, etc., wrestling right now though, I would make the argument, is as big as it has been since the peak of the Attitude Era. I would say it is as popular as it has been since the days of Stone Cold and The Rock and Mr. McMahon, the bad guy, like WrestleMania 17, 18, 19 era. I'd say it's in that range right now. Is that fair?
Well, you know, Rob, I've seen every WrestleMania. That's how old I am. And yeah, I don't remember it being as, even when I was a kid, when there was Saturday Night Main Event and all that kind of stuff. And because you couldn't see wrestling as much as you can now, and you would think there'd be oversaturation, but all it takes is is one guy taking over creative and another company starting up to cause some competition.
Yep.
And there you go.
Yep. It took the bad guy going away. It took somebody who loves wrestling and understands it taking over WWE. It took the son of a billionaire deciding to build his own play toy company and then letting wrestlers run it. And now wrestling is as big as it has been in maybe ever at this point.
And then you throw in our belief in Joe Hendry, and then there you go.
So ESPN is in on the hype. They have actually created an entire wrestling section on their website.
Some guy in Michigan is completely ignoring ESPN now.
So they put out their power rankings for men's solo, women's solo, and tag team wrestlers around the planet right now. Let's start, great one, with their tag team power rankings as they stand. In the tag team division, they have going in reverse order the Acclaimed, House of Black, the Street Profits, DIY, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill, A-Town Down Under, Nathan Frazier and Axiom, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, FTR, and the number one tag team in the world, the Young Bucks in All Elite Wrestling. Who's too high? Who's too low?
Well, FTR definitely too high. I'm not even sure why they're on this list. The same with Jade and Bianca. I love Bianca, but Jade is just not on the same. Bianca has to carry that whole thing. And do I have bias? Yes, towards FTR because they're boring and they're liars. I don't like liars.
They're not boring. They're a blast.
They're liars.
And it is part of the
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dick, it is part of the gimmick.
I don't know
which
if
I'm all in for.
I love Street Profits. I don't know if I put them above House of Black.
They're not doing anything now.
Neither is House of Black.
Neither is House of Black, and that's fair. And let's be real, House of Black's not doing anything because I'm like 99% convinced Aleister Black is going to go back to WWE sooner rather than later.
He said that he wouldn't do that, but so
yeah. There's a lot I've said I wouldn't do, and then somebody
cuts a
check.
When your wife is somewhere else,
right.
and they're doing really well, and they're in the spotlight and everything,
He's not. Just like Andrade. Andrade was never going back, but when he realized that his wife, Charlotte Flair, is just a WWE lifer, there's no chance that Aleister Black's not going back to Zelina Vega and WWE. So I think because of that, AEW kind of cooled off House of Black a little bit. I got no problem with them dropping down. I'll tell you who I really like on this list, and I've enjoyed them dramatically more than I thought I was going to, is Nathan Frazier and Axiom. Like, I enjoy their stuff.
Yeah, but if you watched last week's NXT, they're probably going to break them up.
I'm sure they are, because they're not like star laden, but just as somebody who likes tag team wrestling, I really think they have a good tag team chemistry. Doesn't make them super over, but I really like them. Young Bucks being at the top. I'm going to tell you, I've gone so hot and cold, up and down, left and right on the Young Bucks over and over, because as the two guys who lean into the power as EVPs on AEW, I've really liked the character. The problem I've had with the Young Bucks is their matches are just spot fest, right? It's very bland wrestling until they get to a spot chain. And then they do the spot chain, and then it's very bland wrestling until they get to another spot chain. That being said, when they get into their spot chain, it's flawless. Like, they're very good. I don't know who I'd put above them, though.
See, I miss big guy tag teams, and they just don't do those very much. Like Road Warriors back in the day. Even Akam and whatever.
AOP?
AOP, yeah. I want to say Razor, but I think that is what.
It's Razor.
Yeah, yeah. Those guys, they should be number one. They should be.
If only so I can get more Paul Ellering in my life.
Yeah, I miss big guy tag teams.
All right, let's look at.
Shout out to DIY, though.
Power rankings for best faction right now. Los Ingobernables checks in at the bottom of the list. Then House of Black, Damage Control, Bang Bang Gang, Wyatt Six, Don Callis Family, BCC, The Elite, The Judgment Day, and they still have the Bloodline at number one best faction.
Bloodline's pretty vicious right now.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And scary.
I was very concerned when Solo dropped the first, I'm the Tribal Chief now, look at me, I'm the Tribal Chief now. But the boys they have brought out, Tama Tonga, Fatu, Jacob, like these dudes, everybody except Solo is legitimately good. And here's the thing. I think that's the point with Solo, right? Like, I think the point is a disillusioned former enforcer who thinks he's the guy that has everybody else on the chain. But the three dudes behind him are all more badass than the guy who can't find a suit jacket that fits him. I think that's the point, and I got to tell you, it went from, oh, God, we're doing this again, to I'm kind of in. Like, when Randy threw Fatu out of the ring and then hit him with the clothesline DDT and then spun around and Fatu was already back up hulking out, I was like, oh, this dude's a badass.
Yeah, I don't recall ever seeing that happen. So
it's been a very long time.
Yeah, so I guess I agree with it. I don't know. I mean, why is Wyatt Six on the list when they haven't wrestled yet?
I mean, they've had an impact. Even if it's not been in a ring, they've had an impact.
They
right?
have, you're right.
I think that's fair. As far as the AEW guys, like, I honestly, the Elite, but it's not because of the Young Bucks now.
Right. It's Okada, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just, yeah. Yeah. He, and his new favorite word.
Yep.
BCC.
Cooled off so much.
They have.
Cooled off so much.
And it's still really
fun.
The best, some of the best guys in the business in the thing.
It's just cooled him off a lot. Don Callis family, like, Don Callis is one of the most entertaining guys in wrestling, but like, the story of the family just kind of, when they kind of told the story amongst all the big guys in AEW, it just kind of went stale on me. I honestly don't have an issue with the Bloodline being at number one. All right. Women's solo wrestlers, here's the list, counting backwards. Rhea Ripley's at the bottom, but they say it's because of the injury. We haven't seen her in 6 months, so that's fair. Roxanne Perez, Maya Iwatani, Willow Nightingale, this is going backwards, to the top. Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, Mercedes Moné, Jordan Grace, Toni Storm, Bayley at the top of the list. I love Bayley. I'm a Hug Life guy. But Bayley over Toni Storm is silly right now. That's a silly pick.
Mercedes being on the list is silly to me because she's, what, wrestled like three matches?
Yeah, and the crowd turned on her
right,
last time
she's
out.
Right, because she's not, it's a WWE wrestler coming into AEW trying to be WWE still. They were happy for her to come in because they feel like, I'm guessing, they took one away from them.
Yep.
But then she hasn't really done anything.
I think that, like, Mercedes Moné, as we waited for her to make her return from the Sasha Banks era, the boss time, as we waited for her to make a return, there was a lot of excitement. And to be honest, Mercedes Moné, a.k.a. Sasha Banks, is one of the better pure wrestlers on this list.
See, I always thought she was the weakest of the four. But out of the four horsewomen.
I don't. I think she's a wonderful, I'll put it this way, wonderful in-ring storyteller,
okay.
Which I think some
Who's
of the other women
better
like.
Than in the four horsewomen?
Honestly, I know you're going to hate this and you're going to disagree and tell me I'm wrong. I'll take her over Charlotte Flair.
The greatest women's wrestler of all time. You're going to take her over that?
I am. Yeah. No. The most titled woman of all time.
All right.
If Charlotte Flair's last name isn't Flair, she's not
way,
Charlotte Flair.
Not changing what I said.
And that's fine. It is, again, subjective. If Charlotte Flair's last name wasn't Flair, she's not Charlotte Flair. She's another, granted, good wrestler, but I think the potential is there. I just think it doesn't look that way because at the end of the Sasha Banks WWE time, when everybody knew she was leaving, they cooled her off. She took so long to come back, and now that she's back, basically being the same character with no changes, she's not able to live up to what I think she could be.
I get what you're saying about Toni Storm, but here's the thing.
Toni Storm's the best thing going in women's wrestling.
Toni Storm's just a better character. Her wrestling is really not that great. It's not horrible, but it's not that. Her wrestling does not match her character on level. It doesn't.
I'm not going to disagree, but I also think it's more about her character being great than it is about her wrestling.
It is, and sometimes a character...
Of this list on it besides Bianca, who's truly a great wrestler?
Well, the Japanese wrestler that you mentioned,
Mia Iwatani.
I don't really know her.
I don't either.
I think Willow Nightingale is a very good wrestler.
I think Willow Nightingale is a fine wrestler. I don't think she's any better than Toni Storm. I think they're on the same level as wrestlers, but Toni Storm's character right now is out of this world. And for the record,
I notice our friend Chris Statlander not on the list.
Not on the list. You are correct. Friend of the show, not getting a nod here. Toni Storm's character is the best thing going in wrestling right now. And again, to me, I would rather have a superb character and storyteller and a pretty good wrestler than an excellent wrestler and an okay storyteller. Let's run very quickly.
By the way, one last thing, Roxanne Perez, I cannot stand her. I don't know why she's on the list. She can't talk and she's not that great of a wrestler.
I agree. That's one thing we agree on. All right, here's the men. MJF last on the list. Ahead of him, Okada, Damian Priest, Brian Danielson, John Moxley, Drew McIntyre, friend of the show Gunther, sorry, friend of the show Damian Priest, friend of the show Gunther, Swerve Strickland, Will Ospreay, Cody Rhodes. Cody's only here because he's got the belt. Cody is not better than Will Ospreay. Cody is not better than Swerve Strickland. Cody is not better than Gunther.
All right. Cody is better than Swerve Strickland.
No, he's
not better than Will Ospreay. He's not better than Gunther.
He's absolutely not better than Swerve Strickland.
Yeah.
No, he's not. In what regard?
I think just overall wrestling.
No.
Well, okay. We disagreed. Surprise.
Shocking.
But we both agree that Will Ospreay is the best wrestler.
Will Ospreay is the best wrestler in the world right
now. Yes,
I do not disagree with that. Will Ospreay is clearly number one on this list as far as I'm concerned. I'd put Swerve after him. I got to tell you, I am more excited. Any other story or character we've talked about on this list so far, I am more excited about the next 3 months of Drew McIntyre than I am anything else on the list.
I just don't know what they do. I mean, they're
what
not.
What do you mean? What do you do?
He's not winning at all, and it just.
Why
I
not?
Mean, how psycho can he go?
Yeah, that's what I want. Mm. I want bad. They brought back Bad Blood. I'm glad because I think we're getting a blood match. I think Triple H will let a blood match go for Punk McIntyre because full Scottish psychopath is what I want now. And the answer of they're not going to win them all. Why not? I'm not saying he's got to win Cody's belt, but he can damn sure win Damian's. And he can do it by viciously beating CM Punk and now Seth Rollins. I think Drew McIntyre is going to get his championship run in front of the crowds that he got denied by COVID. He got denied by Punk. He got denied by Jay and Jimmy in the Bloodline. Drew McIntyre is the best thing going in men's wrestling right now, in my ever so humble opinion. All right, when we come back, a few more sports stories, then we ask what the X is going on, and then we call it a day on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show carries on. It's the Fan Upstate. Rob and the Great One Lonzo with you, wrapping up a Tuesday afternoon here on the radio broadcast. Credibility in sports is important, especially in the age of legalized sports wagering. You know, I do not have a problem with the professional leagues partnering up with gambling websites as partners, as sponsors for those outlets. I genuinely don't have an issue with it because, again,
you don't think it's a little hypocritical though that they're partnering up but the players can't.
No, I don't at all. Just like I don't have an issue with this radio station partnering up with a beer company, but I'm not allowed to sit here in stone cold brewskis while I'm on the air, right? Like that, you can't engage in that while you're participating in the job. I do have an issue with that. And for the record, most every league does allow the player to gamble, just not on their sport, right? Because integrity of that sport matters. Dig this story out of Euro 2024. UEFA has appointed for the England v. Netherlands 2024 semifinal matchup a head official by the name of Felix Zweier. Z-W-A-Y-E-R. Felix Zweier. Felix Zweier will officiate tomorrow's match between England and the Netherlands. Felix Zweier was also banned for 6 months. Granted, it was back in 2005, but 6 months after taking a 300 euro, roughly $325 bribe from another official to fix a match. A 2005 investigation found that Zweier accepted a bribe to favor German club Wuppertaler SV.
Wupper.
W-U-P-P-E-R-T-A-L-E-R. Wuppertaler. What are you going to... Never mind. Leave
maybe,
that alone.
Maybe this W is a V.
Well, I mean, in German, that's how that will... So it's Wuppertaler SV in their match against Werder Bremen Amateur in May of 2004. Bellingham referred back to that incident. Jude Bellingham, who is the big star for England right now, referred back to that incident in a post-match interview in 2021 after his domestic club, Borussia Dortmund, lost 3-2 to Bayern Munich in a huge Bundesliga game. The England midfielder who played for Dortmund at the time said, quote, "You can look at a lot of decisions in the game. You give a referee that is match-fixed before the biggest game in Germany. What do you expect?" And Bellingham got fined €40,000 for those comments, which are totally freaking fair, right? Like, could you imagine if the NBA trotted Tim Donaghy out for the NBA semifinals? Could you imagine if they trotted him out for, like, game five of the NBA finals this year? We'd all be like, really? That's the guy you decide to give whistle power to?
You'd be really upset, and then you'd immediately try to figure out who he bet on.
Hell yeah! I'm taking the over, baby! Yeah, it's real bad. This kind of stuff can't happen. I am a big fan, it may or may not shock you to learn, of sports wagering. Big fan. I believe in it. I as it stands right now, I basically am allowed to in this state. I'm allowed to prop bet, right? You can prop bet in South Carolina. You can use, you know, whatever, DraftKings or whatever to prop bet. You can't bet on games and lines. But I will also tell you that every couple of weeks, Rob Brown goes up to Asheville, meets a buddy, has some brewskis at a bar, and puts in two or three weeks worth of bets. And then I talk about gambling nightly on BetQL, or weekly at the least on BetQL. So, which, by the way, I will be hosting BetMGM again tonight from 7 to 11. So right after you're done with Wire to Wire with C-Money and D-Train, Cole Bryson and Diesel, stick around for another 4 hours of electrifying sports entertainment with your boy. 8 hours of Rob Brown on the radio station today. You, upstate, are very welcome.
If they start calling themselves C-Money and D-Train, I'm retiring.
Diesel had to do a segment yesterday wearing that luchador mask that's over in the office. And the funniest thing about it was that when they decided to start reading text, Diesel couldn't read the text line without his glasses on. So over the luchador mask, he put his glasses, and Cole Bryson, in what I swear is the funniest thing he said on this radio station, named Diesel's wrestling character Senior Doctor, which I thought was brilliant.
It is. What's his finishing move, though?
That's a great question.
It would have to do something with proctology. I'm just
100%. Yeah. It's the turning cough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Also, at Clemson, they call that the oil change, I believe.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, listen, I'm big on sports gambling. I think it should be legalized everywhere. If people want to gamble, let them gamble. It's their money, not yours. Stop it. But the integrity of the game has got to be protected by the games itself. The integrity of the game has to be protected by the leagues itself. So for them to decide who determines the match outcome to be someone who has already been quite literally convicted and fired for match fixing, well, suspended at one point in the past, I think it's kind of silly. And these are the kinds of things I think that are going to make it harder for those of us that enjoy gambling and want it to be a legitimized hobby to get it there. Because now people can point to stuff like this and go, wait a minute, even the sports know that match fixers are refereeing. They're letting them do it. I got a problem
with
that.
I'm okay with second chances, but in something like this, the optics of it, you just can't do that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm fine with second chances, too. I really am. But, like, also sometimes I'm definitely not, right? Like, we all have to acknowledge...
Oh, man, he can continue working, just not in that.
Right. I'm not saying you like... Let's be real. When we say, I'm here for second chances, what I'm saying is, it is okay to allow someone to, like, pay their debt to society and become a normal person again. I'm fine with that. But we also have to acknowledge the real world. And sometimes the real world is your second chance is not doing the thing that you already hurt other people. It's just that we're not going to penalize you for that in other aspects of your life, right? Like, just because, like, I'm not going to let somebody who robbed a bank one time, if that bank says, yeah, you're not allowed in this bank anymore, I'm not going to be like, come on, bank. Don't you believe in second chance? No, screw that guy, right? Like, there's a difference here. I'm not saying that Felix Zweier isn't allowed to go on being just a regular, everyday German citizen. What I'm saying is, I'm not going to let a guy who screwed not just every player on the pitch, not just every coach, not just the entire German Bundesliga, which, by the way, is effectively German NFL. I'm not going to go, okay, you got suspended, you paid your debt to society, here's your whistle, here's your penalty book, here's your cards, have at it. Like, no, dude. I'm just going to say, we're not going to persecute you for the rest of your life and everything else that you do. That's all. That's all I'm saying. All right, coming up on tomorrow's show, it'll be Zoe's last show with us for a week. So we do a Fight Club tomorrow on the show. Got one more thing I'm going to write up tomorrow, and I need some help between y'all, for y'all, from y'all between here and there. Before Zoe leaves tomorrow, the ESPYs are on Thursday. Tomorrow, I would like to hand out some Zoes. We're going to hand out some Zoes, an award named after the only man on the show who deserves an award named after him, the great Lonzo. We are going to hand out Zoes, and over the next 24 hours, I am going to let you guys pick the categories we award winners for. You can do generic sports stuff, like hand out a Zoe for best male athlete, best female athlete, best team, best champion, best this, best that. Or you can make up a totally ridiculous category and award a Zoe for that. So on tomorrow's show, I want you to come up with a category, and I want you to come up with your nominee. And then as you bring them to the show, Zoe and I will either hand out a Zoe to your nominee or we will propose our own. We will do that on tomorrow's edition of the show.
I already got one. You want to know mine?
Yes, I do.
Vertically challenged athlete of the
play
year.
The damn sounder.
I got an idea who would win that. All right. The first thing that's X-ing is video game day.
I'm not laughing at that with you. I'm not laughing at that.
Okay.
Video game day. That's rude.
That's fine.
It's rude.
They're laughing with me, so we're good.
Video game day. I'm assuming today's like national video
game
day?
No, it was yesterday, and I'm disappointed that we missed it. But I had to bring it up, even though it's a day late. Video game day.
So what I'm... I'm sorry,
national video game day.
What you're telling me is that this afternoon, when the fiance gets home, but before 7 p.m. when I host BetMGM tonight right here on the Fan Upstate and the BetQL Network, when the fiance gets home and she's like, hey, what are we doing for dinner? Hey, we got to do this. I can go, no, babe, I'm very sorry. I'm currently helping liberate Bolivia from the hands of the San Muertos cartel in Wildlands because I am trying to participate in a national celebration of National Video Game Day, and it will be totally legitimate.
Absolutely. Get those drones up. Do what you got to do.
Love it. The people of Bolivia need my help.
Take the guy out of the car and say, sorry, brother.
Sorry, brother.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is RIP Cartoon Network.
Yeah, so there's this rumor going around that Cartoon Network is shutting down. I saw it this morning, and I got a bit concerned because I think I was going to say my age, but here's the thing. Cartoon Network is not only still running strong, but at nighttime, they actually show animated shows like from our era, right? They've got Futurama on there. They got Family Guy. They do all of those anime stuff on there now. Like, it's a very important television network for those of us that will grow older, but not up, as Jimmy Buffett once said. I am happy to report that the rumors are untrue. Cartoon Network is not shutting down.
Yeah, it was weird, and people don't know why. That's just someone decided to start trending. That there is a merger that has went and all this, but they're adding stuff. You usually don't add things if you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is turning 56 today.
Nah, he showed up last night. I believe it was last night at a movie premiere with Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell was in for Twisters.
I'm super excited about that movie. Is that dumb?
No.
I'm very excited about
that
movie. Me
too, but if a tornado happens while I'm watching it, like happened when I saw the original, then I'm never going to go see another tornado movie again. So, but got to play the odds here.
Got to play the odds here.
All right. I'm going to get God eventually. Chances are it's going to be by a tornado, but, you know, still.
Why?
Just because I Final Destinationed it too many times as a child, and, you know, it's going to get me eventually.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just weird, like, I've always said, like, when I go out, I want to go out doing something.
I don't want to go out, period. But still, I mean
you don't have a choice, right? It's not up to you.
You're right.
We all have our time. So what I don't want to do is go out either like sick or whatever. And I don't want to go out boring. He passed in his sleep peacefully. No. I want to go out epic. I want to go out like eaten by a great white at 99 shark diving the Great Barrier Reef or like something really out there. I mean, I guess getting picked up and hurled through space by a twister is pretty epic, but then you just turn into that really awkward opening scene of the original Twister where, like, dude's trying to hold the cellar door shut, then he gets...
Yeah, when the tornado takes me out, when I'm dead, I want to land on something famous.
Do you want to be aware when it throws you a mile into the air, or do you want to be just lights out by that point?
Well, if I'm in the air and it's at all possible, I'm going Superman arms. I mean, you know, you're up there. You're going to die anyway.
I'm going out.
All right, one last thing, and I'm not doing it, but there's something that has to do with a moose that was on there.
Moose Knuckle Monday.
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
Moose Knuckle Monday.
Because I don't know what that is.
Let's put it this way. You know all the different things that trend on, for instance, Tuesdays that are also alliteration about particular body parts?
I was guessing it was something anatomical, but I started to look it up and went, okay, no one's telling me yet. I'm stopped before I see something.
Let's just say the boys have T-word Tuesdays. Now the ladies have struck back. The ladies have Moose Knuckle Monday. I wish you the best. Don't Google that at work. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later. Where's my sounder?
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Clemson, they call that the oil change, I believe.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, listen, I'm big on sports gambling. I think it should be legalized everywhere. If people want to gamble, let them gamble. It's their money, not yours. Stop it. But the integrity of the game has got to be protected by the games itself. The integrity of the game has to be protected by the leagues itself. So for them to decide who determines the match outcome to be someone who has already been quite literally convicted and fired for match fixing, well, suspended at one point in the past, I think it's kind of silly. And these are the kinds of things I think that are going to make it harder for those of us that enjoy gambling and want it to be a legitimized hobby to get it there. Because now people can point to stuff like this and go, wait a minute, even the sports know that match fixers are refereeing. They're letting them do it. I got a problem
with
that.
I'm okay with second chances, but in something like this, the optics of it, you just can't do that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm fine with second chances too. I really am. But like, also sometimes I'm definitely not, right? Like, we all have to acknowledge.
Oh, man, he can continue working, just not in that.
Right. I'm not saying you like. Let's be real. When we say I'm here for second chances, what I'm saying is it is okay to allow someone to, like, pay their debt to society and become a normal person again. I'm fine with that. But we also have to acknowledge the real world. And sometimes the real world is your second chance is not doing the thing that you already hurt other people. It's just that we're not going to penalize you for that in other aspects of your life, right? Like, I'm not going to let somebody who robbed a bank one time, if that bank says, yeah, you're not allowed in this bank anymore, I'm not going to be like, come on, bank. Don't you believe in second chance? No, screw that guy. Right? Like, there's a difference here. I'm not saying that Felix Zweier isn't allowed to go on being just a regular, everyday German citizen. What I'm saying is I'm not going to let a guy who screwed not just every player on the pitch, not just every coach, not just the entire German Bundesliga, which, by the way, is effectively German NFL. I'm not going to go, okay, you got suspended, you paid your debt to society, here's your whistle, here's your penalty book, here's your cards, have at it. Like, no, dude. I'm just going to say, we're not going to persecute you for the rest of your life and everything else that you do. That's all. That's all I'm saying. All right, coming up on tomorrow's show, it'll be Zoe's last show with us for a week. So, we do a Fight Club tomorrow on the show. Got one more thing I'm going to write up tomorrow, and I need some help between here and there. Before Zoe leaves tomorrow, the ESPYs are on Thursday. Tomorrow, I would like to hand out some Zoes. We're going to hand out some Zoes, an award named after the only man on the show who deserves an award named after him, the great Lonzo. We are going to hand out Zoes, and over the next 24 hours, I am going to let you guys pick the categories we award winners for. You can do generic sports stuff, like hand out a Zoe for best male athlete, best female athlete, best team, best champion, best this, best that. Or you can make up a totally ridiculous category and award a Zoe for that. So on tomorrow's show, I want you to come up with a category and I want you to come up with your nominee And then as you bring them to the show, Zoe and I will either hand out a Zoe to your nominee or we will propose our own. We will do that on tomorrow's edition of the show.
I already got one. You want to know mine?
Yes, I do.
Vertically challenged athlete of the
play
year.
The damn sounder.
I got an idea who would win that. All right. The first thing that's X-ing is video game day.
I'm not laughing at that with you. I'm not laughing at that.
Okay.
Video that's game rude. Day.
That's fine.
It's rude.
They're laughing with me, so we're good.
Video game day. I'm assuming today's like national video
game
day?
No, it was yesterday, and I'm disappointed that we missed it. But I had to bring it up, even though it's a day late. Video game day.
So what I'm...
National video game day.
What you're telling me is that this afternoon... When the fiance gets home, but before 7 p.m. when I host BetMGM tonight right here on the Fan Upstate and the BetQL Network, when the fiance gets home and she's like, hey, what are we doing for dinner? Hey, we got to do this. I can go, no, babe, I'm very sorry. I'm currently helping liberate Bolivia from the hands of the San Muertos cartel in Wildlands because I am trying to participate in a national celebration of National Video Game Day, and it will be totally legitimate.
Absolutely. Get those drones up. Do what you got to do.
Love it. The people of Bolivia need my help.
Take the guy out of the car and say, sorry, brother.
Sorry, brother.
All right. The next thing that's Xing is RIP Cartoon Network.
Yeah, so there's this rumor going around that Cartoon Network is shutting down. I saw it this morning, and I got... a bit concerned because I think I was going to say my age, but here's the thing. Cartoon Network is not only still running strong, but at nighttime, they actually show animated shows like from our era, right? They've got Futurama on there. They got Family Guy. They do all of those anime stuff on there now. Like, it's a very important television network for those of us that will grow older, but not up, as Jimmy Buffett once said. I am happy to report that the rumors are untrue. Cartoon Network is not shutting down.
Yeah, it was weird, and people don't know why. That's just someone decided to start trending. That there is a merger that has went and all this, but they're adding stuff. You usually don't add things if you're going to be gone.
Yeah.
All right, the next thing that's Xing is Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is turning 56 today.
Nah, he showed up last night. I believe it was last night at a movie premiere with Glenn Powell. Glenn Powell was in for Twisters.
I'm super excited about that movie. Is that dumb?
No.
I'm very excited about
that movie.
Me too,
but if a tornado happens while I'm watching it, like happened when I saw the original, then I'm never going to go see another tornado movie again. So, but got to play the odds here.
Got to play the odds here.
All right. I'm going to get God eventually. Chances are it's going to be by a tornado, but, you know, still.
Why?
Just because I Final Destination'd it too many times as a child, and, you know, it's going to get me eventually.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
it's just I've always said, like, when I go out, I want to go out doing something.
I don't want to go out, period. But still, I mean
you don't have a choice, right? It's not up to you.
You're right.
We all have our time. So what I don't want to do is go out either like sick or whatever. And I don't want to go out boring. He passed in his sleep peacefully. No. I want to go out epic. I want to go out like eaten by a great white at 99 shark diving the Great Barrier Reef or like something really out there. I mean, I guess getting picked up and hurled through space by a Twister is pretty epic, but then you just turn in to that really awkward opening scene of the original Twister where, like, dude's trying to hold the cellar door shut, then he gets...
Yeah, when the tornado takes me out, when I'm dead, I want to land on something famous.
Do you want to go, do you want to be aware when it throws you a mile into the air, or do you want to be just lights out by that point?
Well, if I'm in the air and it's at all possible, I'm going Superman arms. I mean, you know, you're up there. You're going to die anyway. You might as well.
I'm going out.
All right, one last thing, and I'm not doing it, but there's something that has to do with a moose that was on there.
Moose Knuckle Monday.
Yeah, I'm not saying it.
Moose Knuckle Monday.
Because I don't know what that is.
Let's put it this way. You know all the different things that trend on, for instance, Tuesdays that are also alliteration about particular body parts?
I was guessing it was something anatomical, but I started to look it up and went, okay, no one's telling me yet. I'm stopped before I see something else.
Let's just say the boys have T-word Tuesdays. Now the ladies have struck back. The ladies have Moose Knuckle Monday. I wish you the best. Don't Google that at work. Have a great day. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later. Where's my sounder?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.